Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee meeting of Wednesday, July 30th, 2008. Thank you for listening. Thanks to our technical assistance from Otis McClay. I'm the chair of the Coordinating Committee, Jack Van Aken. This meeting is hereby called to order. You can go to a call of the roll, Mary, if you please.
I wonder if I could ask you, this list I'm not sure has got the correct, the updated list of everybody on it, and if you would say the names, I will take the tally.
Oh, okay, fine. Bonnie Simmons.
Yep.
Lonnie Hicks. Absent. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Afia Nwangaza.
Here.
Sarv Randhawa. Apparently absent. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Nicole Sawaya. Jamie Ross said he wouldn't be able to attend. Jack Van Aken is present. Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Wendy Schrell.
Here.
And that completes it.
And me.
Oh, I didn't. I don't have you on this list.
No, I'm on the list. I've been on the list all the time because the secretary is on this committee.
Mary Berg.
Mary Berg.
That's correct.
Okay.
Stay here.
Not on my list, though. So you probably didn't get the proposed agenda. I'll send it to you right now.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah.
Pro audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work. Pro audio at Pro Audio 1? Yeah. That will work.
Oh, careful. You'll get tons of fan mail if you...
I know you
pull out over the web stream.
So much.
Okay.
And Jamie is not going to be here. Okay,
Jamie
so that only leaves Sarv, that is not Sarv Randhawa, who is not accounted for, right? He may show up. Okay.
Yeah, and also Lonnie and Nicole haven't showed up.
No, that's true, but they're accounted for.
Okay. I sent the agenda out a little bit earlier. Would anyone like to serve as timekeeper?
I will. Sherry.
That's Sherry as timekeeper?
Great. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone who does not have the agenda before them?
Well, I will in a minute.
Yeah. You should have it very soon. We have... Item 1, call to order, roll call. Item 2, approval of agenda for 2 minutes. Item 3, vacancy on the Racism-Sexism Committee for 2 minutes. Whoops, looks like I didn't do the numbers quite right. Item 4, procedure for approving backlogged P&B minutes, 5 minutes. I've looked up Robert's rules on that. What should be item number 5, schedule of P&B meetings, including in-person meetings for the remainder of 08. Schedule of special meetings, 30 minutes, which should be item 6, is election of affiliates directors for 2009. I give that 10 minutes, which should be item 7, the schedule of next coordinating committee meeting, which is something I always forget to do, before adjourning, which is item number 8. Any suggestions, additions, amendments?
Mary Berg, I have, so far I have a request. Could you... Since I haven't gotten that agenda
you haven't got
yet,
it. That's your
could
email.
You could you be sure to announce the item number and the item name as we have it so that I can have put that in my notes?
Okay.
Do you want me to send it to you, Mary?
Yeah, I should have gotten Jack's. Sure. Send it. That would be good.
Okay. Bonnie's sending you another copy. Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I so move.
Any objections to the agenda as stated? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We can move on to item 3. I believe it's because Jamie Ross resigned from the Racism Sexism Committee. There's now a vacancy apparently for WBAI. On that committee for a BAI director. So the question is, how do we want to address that? Can we take that up at one of our special meetings soon? Or should we wait till the in-person meeting? I mean,
if it's legal, I'm sorry, Sherry.
Go ahead, Sherry.
If it is within the bylaws for us to address it at one of the next phone meetings, I think it might be more productive for New York to have it. We do get constant communication from Lisa, who previously was on the PMB, about the gap, and I think it would be helpful if it is legal within the bylaws to put it on the next phone PNB meeting, though I don't know how we're going to vote on the phone.
This is Wendy.
Wendy, go ahead.
Well, it's perfectly within our rights to appoint someone to a committee at any of our meetings. I think, you know, it's a special meeting. You just put it on the agenda. I mean, not appoint. We have to have an election. What we have done in the past, we've done it in all different ways on the PNB since I've been on it. There were times when we would mail everybody's vote into a secretary or somebody, and I have a feeling that this position will be unopposed. There's no problem that I can come up with to just do it on the phone at a PNB meeting. I mean,
Yeah.
bylaws say we have to have someone on that committee. It's fine. I think it's fine.
Yeah, so
I don't know why the coordinating committee is talking about it, but
I think it was recommended to me. I don't know.
We can't take ourselves too seriously to get anything done.
No, but it's important to send out a notice that there's a vacancy. I also doubt there will be competition for it, but you don't want anyone to come back and say I didn't know about this.
Well,
Nia, go ahead.
Did I hear Wendy say or someone said that you could just elect somebody?
I didn't say the whole thing. Okay, here's what the PNB decided to do at the times when they found it to be too cumbersome for everybody just to mail in their blank, double-blind blank sheets of paper, especially on a position with only one candidate. What we decided is, you know, you guys decide if this is bending the rules or not. But the reason, what the bylaws say is that it has to be a secret ballot when you elect someone to a committee. So therefore, that was why we were going through this long process to send in these blank pieces of paper and all that. But we have in the past have done this several times where as long as the members of the PNB agree to waive anonymity, then we can vote by email.
Yeah.
Chair, this is Nia again.
Nia,
may I be recognized?
Yes.
Actually, in the bylaws, the word secret is not there because I read the bylaws. I used to hear people say that, and I actually read, and that word is not in the bylaws at all, the secret. Like you said, I don't think there will be too much competition. And, you know, I'll be more than willing to replace Jamie. So however we can expedite this simple thing, I think it would be much appreciated.
I'm sorry, Sherry.
Okay, go ahead, Sherry.
Then if we just, so it's Carolyn, Nia, Jamie, and Kathy. I will send out an email saying that I'm going to appoint Nia unless there's someone else who wants to be in competition with it. How's that?
And then if there is, then we'll talk about waiving anonymity and voting by email. So I don't think it says secret, but it does say something about...
Okay. Wendy, please, you haven't been recognized.
I'll send an email now.
All right, we have a proposal that the chair will appoint Nia if there's no objection. Is that essentially...
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone on this committee that has an objection to that procedure?
Wendy.
Wendy?
I don't object. I think it just should be worded differently, that Nia has agreed to take the position, and as long as no one wants to run against her. I mean, I don't know. So just say it sort of, don't say a point, because, God, we've gone through such hoops to send in these things in the mail and all that before. Just put it in a way that Nia has agreed to stand for election. Does anybody want to run against her? If they don't, then we can do it by unanimous consent in email.
Give a deadline, cut off.
2 days.
Yeah.
Mary Berg.
Okay, Mary, go ahead.
Can she not be, she agrees and we agree without objection that she be the acting member unless someone else agrees by what, tonight or by tomorrow, whatever, to
run. Is there
a
meeting coming up?
Tomorrow.
August 4th.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Well, you could certainly just go to it.
What?
And the PNB ratifies it.
All right. Wendy, just please hold off.
Incidentally, I could at least three times we have elected people to committees with email, and people were happy to, and they, so that has been, we have not had anonymous stuff, obviously.
Well, I I hate to be a stickler, but it would seem kind of irregular to me to appoint someone as an acting member of a committee, even though there is a meeting tomorrow.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Yeah. I have enough stuff circulating around my name. I don't need any more stuff.
Yeah. What?
I'm trying to be nice and not say lies, okay? So I would rather just wait until we have the meeting on the 4th, and then I like Wendy's wording, you know, as to how Sherry should word. I agree with that. But I don't need any more lies being told about me, to be honest with you.
Okay, we're at time, Jack.
Okay, Sherry.
Then the wording is going to be?
She's going to figure it out herself.
Well, she can work it out herself. She's the chair. You have enough input on this item that we can move on. Okay, great. We're ready. We don't really need a motion. We can just go ahead.
All right. Excuse me. Could Sherry, then could you vote? Could you? I stopped typing. I suddenly had a nosebleed, so I couldn't type the names, the language. So can you tell me what we finally got as the right
language? I'm sending out an email, Mary.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, the chair will send out a notice about the vacancy and how she plans to proceed.
Okay.
Item number 4.
Said. Okay.
Mary, have you gotten your agenda yet from email?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Item number 4, procedure for approving backlog PNB minutes. Those of you who have been following, it is in Robert's rules, I found it, that minutes are not to be approved at special meetings. However, I think there's a workaround is that we can approve a special rule that permits minutes to be approved at special meetings. And because that's a parliamentary rule, we have the right to do that. It's not like trying to get around the bylaws. So what I propose is that as soon as it's appropriate at one of our next teleconferences, we have a motion like that. I'll be happy to present it. And I doubt there'll be a lot of opposition because this backlog of minutes is very problematic. Otherwise, we'll just have a ton of minutes to approve at our in-person meeting, and nobody's going to want to do that. And we can start working through the backlog that way. Is there any discussion?
I second your motion, whatever you write.
We're unanimous, I'm sure.
Okay. Anyone listening who wants to check Robert's rules, it's on page 456, line 26. The special meeting does not approve minutes. There you go.
Mary Berg, I have a point of information.
Yeah.
We passed in, I think it's July 2004, if I'm not mistaken, but pretty well back, that we would be mandating monthly meetings by teleconference.
Yes.
And so, and this was adhered to.
Well.
Now, so why, how can it, so this was itself a standing special rule that these are regular meetings, does it not, isn't it?
Just let me explain my take on it. The PNB over the last several years has passed a few of these special rules which, as far as I can tell, circumvent the bylaws. I don't think that's legal. However, it would be very disruptive of the board's business to try to straighten everything out all at once. This is one thing that we can straighten out. We can pass a motion that won't be very controversial, I hope, and we can start legally approving our minutes and take care of business. So whatever that rule was, I think it's pretty questionable. It came to a head on a recent meeting where one member objected to the agenda and the meeting was abruptly adjourned. So rather than reopen that whole question, I think that the easy thing to do is just acknowledge that there's not going to be great agreement on that, Mary.
And
Jack, this is Nia. I'm sorry. Could you kindly speak up?
I'm sorry. Sure.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Did I hear Wendy?
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone on the planet that's going to object to the PNB approving minutes, so then we can actually, like, spread them out. You know, we're getting a lot of complaints that our minutes are not approved and accessible.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I have another.
That's fine, but it's more legal to just pass the rule. It will take hopefully 5 minutes, but who knows?
This is
Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Did I just hear Mary said that there is already in existence a special rule from 2004? If that could be dug up,
I thought Jack is saying. We can dig it up.
And make sure that that's what it says.
But what I'm saying is there is that special rule. The question will be raised whether you can pass a special rule that changes the bylaws. If you can, then we won't need any bylaws amendments. We can just pass special rules till, you know, the end of time and fix everything. Unfortunately, that's not the case. So we have inherited these customs, some of us, that to change all at once, I think, well, I've already said all this. So, yeah, we can dig up the motion and we can review it.
I'm sorry.
Please ask to be recognized. Wendy?
That's what I was doing. We passed a motion saying that the PNB will meet once a month, you know, between meetings at least once a month. It is a regular thing, but I don't know that our motion said, you know, those monthly meetings are hereby regular meetings. It's now that I know that there's a definition for regular and a definition for special. Our bylaws say that phone meetings are special, so that's what we've been talking about. But I don't think our motion where we said, hey, let's have one of those phone meetings at least once a month, I don't think that said hereby making them, you know, whatever the legal definition of regular is.
I believe you are correct, Wendy. Okay. Mary, do you have a last comment?
Yes, I have another point of information. We have been fairly regularly, fairly often approving, except for executive session meetings, and I think Dave said those had to be in-person executive sessions. But as long as he's been the chair, for sure, we've been regularly approving public sessions in teleconferences all the time.
Yeah.
So it's simply been happening like that. He was not of the opinion that there was any proscription against it because of what Wendy just said. She's correct that it didn't say about special meetings, but it became a regular meeting. And the board is free by our own bylaws to make changes or pass resolutions. So
I've got
all right. We're at time, and I don't think we're getting anywhere. We're just going around in circles.
Move to extend by a couple minutes. I've got the wording of that motion you're talking about from 04.
Okay, Bonnie has the motion. Is there any objection to extending by 2 minutes?
No.
Hearing none. You have the floor, Bonnie.
That the PNB hold regular meetings once a month between quarterly meetings at the 5 station areas, and that they take place via teleconference every second Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Does it have its regular capitalized?
It says regular.
That's the problem. You've got these motions. Yeah, they passed them. Yeah, they've been going by them. They're not legal.
But Jack.
Yeah.
I was there, and it was not our intent to change the definition to go against the bylaws or anything. It was just to have some more meetings because we needed to do a bunch of work in between.
I agree. We absolutely need to do the work. The bylaws are hampering us. We have to exercise some leeway or nothing will get done. And that's what we're attempting to do with our next agenda item, schedule our teleconferences for the near future. Okay, is everybody?
In our last moment, if I could just bring up something related.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I just wondered, I don't know how formal it needs to be, but it does seem to me that right now, with everybody working as hard as they're working and going as crazy as we're going, would there be a way to excerpt out motions that direct the ED or anything that's directing or suggesting to the national office that a particular action has to happen? Would it perhaps make sense to have something that makes sure that Nicole and the national office actually get that information after we have passed a motion?
That's an important question. It doesn't quite fit into this agenda item. If there's no objection, we can talk about it.
The rules for committees are a little more lax.
Okay. The question is, are PMB motions getting to the people that they need to get to? So if the executive director is directed to take something up or is asked, you know, to be, act in consultation with the board on some issue to see if something will work, is that message getting to that person? Or it could be the CFO, or those would typically be the people involved. I think the best way to do that is to have either draft minutes or specifically those motions ready the next day after a PNB meeting. Otherwise, if you're waiting for draft minutes that take, you know, typically on our LSBs and elsewhere could take, you know, weeks to appear, then the people that need those motions aren't getting them. Is that what your question is, Bonnie?
Yeah, I'm not saying that anything isn't, that people aren't paying attention or that nothing's getting done. I just feel like with the workload that everybody's under, sometimes you're not going to take the time to open, they may not take the time to open up the minutes and go through each thing, and they may not notice particular things. I just have seen examples where then we get really uptight because action hasn't been taken on something that we've asked to have taken, and I just think that maybe we could make the communication a little bit better and we wouldn't have everybody in a dither.
Sherry.
Okay, Sherry, and then I'm going to call on our secretary. Sherry, go ahead.
I think what Bonnie is suggesting, not to put words in your mouth, Bonnie, but is that the board adopt a policy of communicating specific directional memos to the individual or unit that they are directed to, and that it be a policy that is regularized so that we're not mad because someone hasn't complied with what the board thought was in order. There's not a procedure in place, it seems to me, a formalized procedure for communicating this right now. So we had that situation today where we needed the signed letter sent, and it had never been sent on the motion.
This is Nia.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, most boards that I'm familiar with, if the person that the particular motion is relevant to, example, this case of Lonnie and Nicole, they're usually on the PNB meeting, right? So if we're saying that we need something additional, normally what happens is that the secretary will send out whatever motions or that were relevant to the particular unit. I think that just should be BA, you know, BAU.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to adopt a procedure. I think what we need to do is to make sure that we do what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I'd like to call on our secretary, if you're willing, Mary. Would you like to comment on this?
No, I think that's a fine idea, and I think that should be a routine. I don't have any problem with doing that. I'm also saying that our listserv includes the ED and the CFO. Now, I can it would be fine. Who does it matter who in the national office, other than those people, should be notified? Obviously, if it pertains to a specific thing, if it's an HR motion, then of course it would be the HR and so, but does anyone have any suggestions?
Wendy?
Wendy, first I'd like to ask Sherry a question. Sherry, is it our procedure that the board really interfaces primarily with the ED and the CFO and maybe not so much with other staff unless there's a specific protocol?
I think that the procedure has been and should be that we interface with those two who we supervise, and all other employees are supervised by the CFO or the ED at the national office, and TMs are supervised by the ED. So that's the answer.
Yeah, I think there have been some issues lately of PNB directives that, you know, ultimately need to go to GMs, but that would have to be through the ED. Okay. Wendy, go ahead.
I agree with that. We can't tell anybody else what to do except for the ED and the CFO. I think what we were talking about when this conversation started is, do you have to wait till the minutes are approved before you give a direct? I mean, with a lot of the motions that are happening right now, things are happening really fast. And when we get together and pass a motion, it's the secretary's job to then send it off to the person that we're doing it. Now, we could go so far as to say in our motions, the secretary is hereby directed to send this to the proper staff member, but that's going to be really cumbersome. I think, Mary, that, you know, when we pass a motion that directs someone to do something, you should immediately just take it upon yourself to send it to them. And I think that the chair should also be communicating with the secretary and making sure it was done. If it's not done, then, I mean, I think it's legal, certainly legal for the chair to send it off to whoever. I mean, if we're talking about a motion about check signers or something like that, then... It absolutely needs to be, sent to them.
Yeah, thank you. I think that the next business day, any such motion, even if it doesn't have the urgency of a bank motion, but if it's a policy directive or a specific directive for some action to be taken, it should immediately go to the appropriate staff person.
Yeah, we got to give them a chance to do it, and maybe the secretary would even send a motion, send a letter, note to the PNB saying, this was done.
Mary Berg.
Okay. And did I hear Sherry trying to speak?
No. What?
Did you want to speak, Sherry?
No, I agree with it. It should go out the next day to the appropriate person.
Okay, Mary.
Yeah, I think this was the practice. It's been the practice. And I think the only thing that might be in order, if there's some reason why this should not go to a specific person, that should be said so. Otherwise, that would be the standard procedure because it's been going on like that before.
It's the law.
Yeah, Mary.
Well, I'm simply saying that that's the case, and that has the procedure that has been going on, and the without specific direction, the secretary has done that. And the other thing I wanted to mention is there also was I haven't got this at the top of my head right at the moment, but there was also another motion from the PNB made that said that unapproved pending motions could be posted on the web. I have been, as long as they were designated as not unapproved, and I have done that also.
Okay, Mary, could you just make it a point to be absolutely sure that if the board approves motions that have any sort of directive to staff, that they be posted the next working day to the PNB and the appropriate ED or CFO staff person?
Sure.
I have a relevant question, Jack.
Yeah, Wendy?
When in the first couple of years, we were very diligent about whoever the secretary was had, like, the seal of the foundation. There's, like, a...
Yeah.
Do you have that, Mary?
I think that... Ben Garcia told me I did have, then I think the man told me that they had lost it or something, so, or they didn't have it. I didn't, they, you know, so I'm not sure if they still have that, therefore I don't have it at this point, but it...
It may be an antiquated,
in prior,
you know, in the days
time.
Of internet
yeah.
communication and everything, but
yeah.
we should, we're gonna, let's check on that.
All right, we'll make a note of that to look for the seal, probably at the national office somewhere.
Okay, thank
guessing.
You.
But I will, but so far, we are saying I'm agreed, I will be sending the notification of the to the appropriate people about motions.
Yeah, and include the PMB.
Within the next working day, okay.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, if we can move on to agenda item number 5, schedule of PNB meetings, including in-person meetings for the remainder of 08 and the schedule of special meetings by teleconference. We don't yet know when our in-person meeting is going to be because the poll is not complete. There are a few people that haven't voted. According to Mary's email. And
there
how many hours are left on the poll, Mary?
3 hours, 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and I had sent notice last, by 7:30, at 7:18 Eastern, I sent a notice saying that there was 3.5 hours, whatever there was left at that point.
And can I ask Sherry?
If people are not aware, there was 4 voting members who had not applied, also who had not responded, also Nicole Sawaya, also Dan Siegel, and Lonnie Higgins. I understand would not be would be on.
I have a question for our PMB chair. Are the results of this poll going to be binding? Are they
not necessarily. It also depends on, try to pick the number where the date where most people are available. However, it's possible that the executive director might not be available the last week, and I've written to her, so I'm waiting for a response back. And she's pretty essential to this meeting. You know, we need our top executives there. So if it turns out that she's not, then I would pick the next highest voted weekend.
And on the location, is that poll?
Well, you know, for those people who have voted, Berkeley seems to be the preference. But again, it's I don't think it's a majority of members. It's a majority of those who have voted so far, many of who have selected a date have not expressed a preference for a venue. So I might have to poll the board again, and
we
could discuss it on August 4th anyway, because
we'll
have an airing of that issue then.
Who wanted to speak? Did somebody ask to be recognized? Okay. So is that enough of an update on the in-person meeting progress? Is there a possibility of a subsequent in-person meeting, do you think, Sherry?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there a possibility of a subsequent in-person meeting this year? There's a pending motion we haven't taken up yet.
Right. Of course there is. You know, I think that the issue of delay has always been an issue of finances. And so that issue remains, and I would say that subsequent to our last NFC meeting, there isn't improvement in the declining profile of the network's financial well-being. So, I, as long as we are financially able and can be responsible to meet our obligations under the bylaws, I would certainly look forward to a fourth meeting. But I do think that everything in Pacifica is truly dependent on, you know, sort of getting up out from under the situation that we're facing right now.
Okay. I'm sure everyone on this call is aware that we are required to pass our budget at the September, hopefully at the in-person meeting, I imagine. Is that what you're envisioning here, Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I'm hoping. And, yeah, we're going to pass the budget and whatever other belt-tightening measures have been proposed that don't get passed at a special PMB meeting between now and September, we'll have to deal with everything then. So I think our plate is pretty full with the financial, with the board making, you know, responding to the proposals that are on the table in terms of cost-cutting measures and measures that we think that will bring us to fiscal responsibility and then allow us to sort of launch off again as a healthy radio network. I'm guessing that the entire in-person meeting is going to be devoted to finances. So I'm not saying that, so please don't accuse me of...
Okay. Hopefully we'll have five LSBs having approved budgets. It looks like we're on our road to having that all in place. If that's enough on the in-person meeting, we can go on to the thing that we really hope to accomplish tonight, which is scheduling teleconferences between now and then so that we can try to take care of some business which has been waiting from personnel committee, finance and audit. Also will be audit is working on the proposals for an auditor. There's an RFP that's gone out, and this will have to come to the national board. And the personnel committee has issues with the, we want to bring our proposal to the board for the CFO evaluation. And also the job descriptions, hopefully we'll have them ready for the ED and the CFO. So following the special meeting protocol, it would probably be advisable to have at least one, if not two, meetings for finances, and then one meeting for personnel and a meeting for audit, unless somebody has a better idea. So that's at least four meetings between
Sherry.
Now and September meeting.
Sherry?
Sherry?
May I speak?
You may speak.
Okay. So... I think that the agenda for the in-person meeting in September, whether it's the first, second, or third week, as I said, is going to be enormously full. And I think that the board, not having met in person in July, has a lot of work to finish or to do to prepare itself to address the issues that can be addressed and must be addressed in person. So I think that... It's just the next month is going to be a lot of work for everybody. I mean, I know the Finance Committee is meeting at least once a week and sometimes more often, and then we have separate assignments between meetings. Anyway, I think that many of the committees will be ready to present information to the board between now and the next in-person meeting, and it would be most productive for the PNB to address or receive the reports from audit, from finance, from personnel, as Jack had said, and other business that we could properly attend to, so that by the time we get to the meeting in person, we will have done a sufficient amount of homework so that hopefully there will be some efficiency in reaching our decisions, because the decisions that we have to reach are quite difficult. So... it was with that in mind that I thought it would be productive for the board to schedule a PMB meeting on regular and close intervals between now and then. And I'm hoping we can, that, you know, if the committee, the coordinating committee agrees, that we might be able to propose some PMB phone meetings now or bring it to the August 4th meeting so that we can announce those meetings at the August 4th meeting.
Yeah, I'm looking at KPFDX. The calendar, and with a somewhat heavy heart, I noticed that there are three Fridays open.
Egad, no
Don't let them have a Friday off.
I know Nia doesn't like Fridays. Friday meetings. Otherwise, it's, boy, August is already getting filled up. I'm trying to get a personnel committee in by the 19th. It's not looking great here. Possibly, since we're meeting Monday the 4th, we could skip 2 weeks to Monday the 18th. That's okay.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Dan.
Well, everyone's going to object to something. Everyone's going to object to something.
Well, that one is...
Well, actually...
Was that Sherry wanting to be recognized?
No, go ahead. What are the dates you got?
And then there's another Monday, the 25th.
Uh-huh.
And then it opens up a little bit after the 26th. I don't know what September looks like. Yeah. So, I mean, the easy thing is either to schedule the three Fridays or the two Mondays. It's sort of nice and neat, and everybody can think about whether they can tolerate losing the Fridays or the Mondays.
Sherry?
Sherry, go ahead.
So we have one coming up on the 4th.
Right. Monday the 4th.
And, you know, maybe people could chime in about what you think. We're really not productive on the phone beyond 3 hours. And we have a lot of material to digest. I mean, I'm willing to go with the August 4th and then the two Mondays. Is that what they were?
Yeah, 18th
yeah.
and 25th.
I'll do either one, but I'd like to hear from other people about what you guys
yeah.
think about.
Well, we're just trying to come up with a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's hard to please everybody. In fact, probably never been done. And I just don't know how many people can't stand the Fridays and how many have a problem with Monday. But otherwise, we're getting into a pretty. You have to go pretty far out to the 27th till things open up.
Just one more thing. I would say for sure we're not going to have a meeting on the first weekend in September because, among other things, one of our tech people, John Almeida, will be traveling out. Almeida just will be traveling back from the convention and has notified us that he would be exhausted. And, you know, John and Otis are pretty essential, so we may as well.
Isn't he going to be doing both conventions?
John, yes. So he won't be available that first weekend in September, the September 5th weekend.
He's also not available the last week in August then.
Correct. Oh, right. Well, Otis might be able to stream for us, though, right?
He might. We could ask him. He's a volunteer.
Yeah, if you're talking about streaming a teleconference, that's one thing. If you're talking about streaming an in-person meeting, that's a very different matter.
Right. No, I'm just saying that, you know, we can't... Our next in-person meeting will be the second or third weekend in September.
Correct. There are also six members who can't be there on the first
week. The first week. We're not talking about the first
week. Yeah, first week's out.
So the first week is completely out because of the convention.
The conventions are just getting over. Like, everybody comes home, I think, on the 5th.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if we said that they could... respond by midnight tonight, Pacific. That means if we have people by midnight, whatever who has responded, why would I'll just send out those results to see if anyone has that has not so far.
All right. If people
Mary,
would,
I think
would
we're
just
on the
wait
other
to be recognized.
We're talking about phone meetings now, right?
No, Sari was talking about the in-person weekend.
I think we need to talk about the phone meetings now.
Okay, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay.
And Mary Berg, I'd like to be.
Wendy, you're first. Mary, you're next.
I don't know why this is, but in all the time we've been trying to come up with dates, I mean, of course, you know, we all know how difficult it is. Everybody has busy schedules. And but for the PNB meetings, for some reason, Mondays and Fridays were always the most popular choices. I don't like the idea of Fridays, but I like it better than Saturday or Sunday. So maybe if we alternate between Mondays and Fridays. I really don't know. I'll come no matter when it is. But Friday is just a lot to ask, I think.
Sherry, should we wait on personnel and audit until they're until we're certain they're ready to present to the PNB?
Yes.
Because I think we may not. I'm sure personnel, as of this moment, would not be ready to present very much to the PNB. And Nia from the audit committee call the other night seems like we're not quite there. Can you hear me?
Did you say Nia from the audit committee? We've heard of her. She's on the phone.
We haven't heard of her?
No, we have. She's on the phone.
Yes, I know. It
seemed very formal.
I was
Nia from the
Nia.
Audit committee.
I said, Nia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
Nia?
Here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm here.
Does that sound good that we hold off on scheduling a special PNB meeting on audit until the audit committee is absolutely ready to present?
Yeah, because I went into the RFP site today, and there is nothing there.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that sort of narrows the field.
Huh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that is really peculiar. I'm
wondering. That's extremely
odd. We should really follow up. We really need to follow up with some of these.
Oh,
I'm getting far afield.
It's working. The people who sent me a resume, I don't know whether they're just trying to be funny or what. But that's not what we mean.
Yeah. Okay, Sherry, do you feel like you have enough input on scheduling teleconferences now? Do you want
if in preparing the agenda for the August 4th meeting, I would like an item put on there about the next teleconferences, and I'll send out an email to the board that in preparation for the in-person meeting that I think that we should be having, you know, 3 to 4 phone meetings, and these are the proposed dates, and see, maybe, you know, Mary could tabulate the dates.
Yeah, I was on the staff.
Me too.
Mary,
before?
Yes. I'm sorry, I forgot. Go ahead, Mary.
Is there no possibility but the Mondays? Every other Monday is, I know myself, it very badly conflicts with me, and I'll have to manage that for however I manage, which I can do, but is there any possibility of... Are we just putting those two dates out for people? Or what about, for example, Tuesday the 19th, which I see is nothing there, or the Fridays, whichever. I mean, there no reason not to?
I think the chair has indicated that she's prepared to pull the board on dates.
But, I mean, she said those dates, and the only days, we only had two of those dates. That was the 18th and the 25th, and I'm asking if there's some other dates. You asked if I could... I will put the poll out.
I'm going to ask Sherry to clarify. Were you saying only 18th and 25th, Sherry?
No, I don't know. I was not saying that at all. Okay. I heard Fridays and I heard Mondays.
Yeah,
okay,
I think Sherry will be reasonable and offer a variety
of dates. Shall we pick out some dates that are feasible and possible so that I could put them out?
Sherry will send it to you, Mary.
Wendy?
Yeah.
Okay, but first I have Bonnie, Wendy. Bonnie?
Okay.
That's all right. I was just going to say that we should, maybe that it would be ease people a little bit if we were to go with, you know, a couple of Mondays and a couple of Fridays.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Wendy?
I would just like to somehow have the chair include in this poll that the national board at this point is, that people please consider that the national board might take precedence over some of the committees that aren't so time sensitive. You know, it always bothers me when somebody says that they're a PNB member and they say they can't do it because they've got a station thing that may or may not be as important as that. That sounds crummy the way I said it, but you know, we need them to pull together and make these meetings happen.
Wendy, you get points for honesty. Maybe maybe not so much for tact, but I'm in the same boat. I'm not.
Yeah.
So, okay, if I think we have resolved.
Let me just expound. The stations have other people, too, that can do it. We're the only ones lucky enough or unlucky enough to be on the national board. How about that?
Oh, okay. Fine. It is a great privilege and honor. No, I'm serious. I'm not John serious.
But nobody believes you.
That's true.
So never mind.
I believe him.
That credibility problem. No. Okay, if we're ready to go on to the next agenda item, election of affiliates directors for 2009. This is another issue where the PNB has adopted a special rule or a custom. It may have been only for last year, but last year the affiliates directors election took place, I believe, in December, rather than March as is specified in the bylaws. I'm really sort of neutralish on what we should do about this. I would be happy to follow the precedent of last year for consistency and hold our election again in December and just adjust the timeline in the bylaws, which calls for nominations to close February 15th. And I think the election starts March 1st. We could switch that to something like November 15th and December 1st, and then have the balloting take place in December. The important part is that the affiliates are notified that the election will take place so that there's an opportunity for nominations, a call for nominations, and a certain date when they will close, and then to have an opportunity for the board to interview the candidates. It would be preferable, it would be ideal, let's put it that way, to have the candidates at an in-person meeting. I'm not sure we can count on that happening for reasons of logistics and money. In fact, if we're not prepared to fly all candidates to an in-person meeting, it would certainly be better not to have them appear in person, because it would advantage those that are able to attend the meeting and disadvantage those who are not. Unless, of course, they're making a terrible impression in person, in which case it works the other way. But anyway, so I'll open this up for any discussion. If people have strong feelings about how to proceed, whether we should try to stick with the bylaws timeline this year or whether we should follow, for consistency's sake, the procedure from last year.
And Wendy.
Who was that? Was it Nia?
Afia.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
thanks.
Being the beneficiary of the arrangement that timeline that was in effect last year, and the fact that it not only just makes sense on its face, but is makes sense for a person, for the representative to be effective, I would urge that timeline be maintained. I think it also works better for the board, so that everybody starts off at the same time, and work assignments can proceed in a more consistent fashion.
Okay. If you're through, I'll call on Wendy.
So the way this started, the first year of the PNB, the affiliate director, they all started at the same time, and in 2004. And then, because it wasn't, that first year, I don't know how to explain that, but somehow that was how it had to happen the first time. To get it all started, the affiliates directors and the station directors started all at the same time. And then the next year they started in March, and it just didn't make sense to people on the PNB. Why was two people on the 22-member board starting after everybody else? So that's why it was the next year. It sort of disjointed that way, So then the next year came the special rule has happened twice, actually, where the affiliates directors were invited to apply in November. And then the argument was, well, you know, is this really correct? Because then it's the outgoing board. We have such turnover on the PNB with the one-year term. Even if somebody's really good, I mean, it was thought that if people were really good, then they would be reelected. But it doesn't always work that way in our political system that we have. And so then it was like, should the outgoing people be voting on the incoming people, even if some of them wouldn't be serving with them? And I think yes, because it takes a while once you get on the PNB to kind of get the hang of it and get the understand how the whole thing works. And so it's a little weird if you have people come on in January and half of them might be new to then vote on somebody from affiliates coming in when they might not know what's required to be on a PNB. I don't know. It's a goofy thing, but it is disjointed when the affiliate directors join in the middle of the term of the incoming people. But then the other argument is, should affiliates directors be able to be officers of the foundation? Some people would say, no, it took a long time to get the affiliates represented on the PNB, and I think that's a really good thing. So anyway, I think that you know, it just does make more sense. There's too much. It takes too long every year to get everybody elected to their committees and get everybody up to speed. I think it makes sense to keep it to keep the special rule and elect it.
Yeah. Does anyone happen to know, is that a standing rule, or was that a rule that's been renewed?
I think we did it again the next year. We went to the trouble to vote on it again. It wasn't called a standing rule.
All right, I'll have to dig it up. So we may need take a vote on this. But is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of the bylaws timeline, which would mean holding the election in March?
Mary Bird, it's favor of it you want. No, that was not such a good idea, so I can't speak in favor.
Okay, fine. If there's no one else who wants to comment, then I think we can check the agenda here. Schedule next coordinating committee meeting. If you're a person that doesn't feel they have enough meetings in their life,
I don't have enough meetings.
It has really gotten thick for some of us. Is that universal? I mean, it just seems like every night.
Yeah, every night.
Yeah, it is.
A meeting. Is there any great need for a coordinating committee? Sherry, did you see any need?
Well,
it really served the chair more than anyone.
Yeah, right. So I think that there will certainly be a need for a coordinating committee meeting at the end of August to help set the agenda or to sort of gather the suggestions and the begin to outline the agenda for the in-person meeting. And I think we should calendar one now, and then if there's not a lot of work or it's not necessary, then it won't be a big pain.
Right. Okay, I'm looking at Wednesday, August 27th.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah,
is that enough times for
us
to
think? Let's just do it.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Mary Berg, a question, is that enough time for us to get an agenda and make the plans that we will need to do for a smooth in-person?
Well, a lot of that will be happening with or without us. So whether or not the coordinating committee meets, it adds to that. But those plans will be made. I mean, the agenda will be worked out with the between the chair and the ED.
That's the way they do it.
Yeah. And the logistics will be worked out probably more without us than with us. So it's just an opportunity.
To what they do.
Not what we always do.
Yeah, it's sort of frosting on the cake to have the coordinating committee.
Wednesday,
Wednesday, August 27th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Great. I'm hearing anyone want to speak against that idea?
I would like to speak, but not against the idea.
Oh, okay. Nia?
Yeah.
Yes, comment?
Since we're doing Wednesdays, is there any reason why the PNB meeting can't be any a day between Tuesday and Thursday also? Rather than Monday.
Thank you.
Okay, well, not the third Wednesday.
No,
I don't mean to go back on this, but I don't
know. We have a date open now on the Tuesday the 19th and Thursday the 28th. So there's in the month of August, there are, you know, one, if you skip the 12th, I hope to get the personnel committee going on the 12th. So you have the 18th,
19th. Wait. Let me get a better pen.
Are you skipping the 12th because you hope to schedule a meeting on the 12th?
That's
what you're saying. Awesome. That's an act of awesomeness.
Well, I'm trying to get this.
Go ahead, Jack. August 18th.
Well, or 19th.
Okay. You want just the open dates?
No, you're the chair.
Monday the 18th, Tuesday the 19th, Friday the 22nd, Monday the 25th,
mm-hmm.
Thursday the 28th, and Friday the 29th.
Correct.
Okay. I'll circulate those days.
Okay, Nia, is that good enough?
Yeah, that sounds fair. I mean, the 29th, I won't be around, so.
But she wants that date.
That sounds so final. Yeah, we're all being sort of worn down to not much.
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding? No, we love this.
I didn't have a meeting Saturday night, but I had one Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and today's Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, you should just show off.
You're making me tired.
Okay,
tomorrow,
we managed to schedule our next coordinating committee meeting. If there are any announcements, this is the time to make them.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. That's even better.
Shall I just post this now then for the 27th?
Yes.
Okay. Coordinating?
Yeah.
That'll be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mary.
All right. We'll do.
Thanks,
bye.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.